This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 200 people have died and approximately 10,000 have been confirmed to have been infected with the coronavirus in China. Now the U.S. is advising its residents from all travel to China, and the World Health Organization declared the epidemic in China now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American citizens returning home from China talking about their experiences dealing with the spreading coronavirus.
People arriving at Los Angeles International Airport say fears of the virus definitely impacted their visit.
Nobody goes on the streets.
Every shop is closed.
There's nothing to do. It's not fun at all.
Judy Zhu visited her family in Shenzhen.
There's no symptom for the first like 1 to 2 weeks. So that means you could carry virus without knowing that.
Li Jing's family is in Shenzhen. Chengdu, away from the epicenter of the virus.
I believe they can contain, especially, you know, outside Wuhan. But within Wuhan is kind of very hard to say.
More U.S. air carriers are stopping flights to China because of the virus.
That's AP's Ed Donahue. This is VOA News. Two Republican senators have announced how they plan to vote on calling witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial, signaling that the U.S. Senate proceeding could soon come to an end. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some observers were surprised to hear retiring Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee say that he will oppose calling more witnesses. He said there's no need for more evidence. Alexander was considered a pivotal vote, as was Maine Senator Susan Collins, who's announced that she will vote to allow witness testimony. With a 53-vote majority, a handful of Republican senators would have to defect from party leadership and vote with Democrats to keep the trial going. If that happens, more arguments. As Democrats press to hear testimony from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and others. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump hit the campaign trail as impeachment proceedings continue in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Campaigning in Des Moines, Iowa Thursday night, President Donald Trump told supporters the impeachment proceedings introduced against him by Democrats in Washington will fail.
They want to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow the entire system of government. That's not happening, I can tell you that.
The president touted the new Canada-Mexico trade agreement and a separate deal with China and said his fortunes are rising with American voters.
I hit my highest poll numbers since I got elected.
Before his Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, the president stopped in Warren, Michigan. I'm Mike Gracia.
Iran's missile attack on Iraqi base earlier this month is putting a spotlight on brain injuries, as the number of U.S. troops who suffered such injuries in the attack has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier this week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Your brain is a very fragile part of your body.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the military does take brain injuries seriously.
The unseen wounds of war, for example, those can be serious or they can be not so serious. It depends on the individual. It depends on the proximity to the blast. And sometimes they are lifelong. Sometimes they resolve themselves within weeks or months.
He says traumatic brain injuries or TBIs can take time to appear.
The TBI manifests itself over time. It's not necessarily instantaneous.
Milley says the Pentagon is studying ways to reduce and prevent brain injuries on the battlefield and to improve diagnosis and treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.